Hi, welcome. Today we're going to talk about what to expect a compensation and pension examination, or CMP exam, for depression. Matt, did you want to get us started by talking about what are CMP exams for depression?
Yeah, so if you filed a claim for service-connected depression, VA will most likely schedule a CMP exam to evaluate your condition. CMP exams are medical exams ordered by the Department of Veterans Affairs to evaluate the conditions that a veteran is claiming for disability compensation. This is a part of the VA's duty to assist veterans in obtaining evidence to support their disability claim for depression. CMP exams for depression are meant to assess the etiology and/or severity of the veteran's mental health condition. It is important to know what is being evaluated at your CMP exam. Some questions you may want to ask are, is the examiner attempting to determine the etiology or cause of the depression in order to establish service connection? Or are they helping to establish the severity of the depression in order to determine your rating, or maybe a combination of the two as well? VA will most likely always give more weight to the diagnosis of the CMP examiner than your treating doctor, so CMP exams are an incredibly important piece of the disability claims process.
So another thing to discuss is how does VA evaluate depression during this VA examination? So I think it's important to know that before the examination, the examiner should be reviewing the veteran's entire VA claims file and looking for any evidence that is related to depression. During the examination, then the medical examiner will ask the veteran questions about their symptoms of depression and/or the relationship to service or service-connected condition if the veteran is still seeking or going for service connection. Most of the time, the examination will be following a disability benefits questionnaire, or sometimes called a DBQ, in order to complete the examination. This contains checkboxes for certain symptoms of depression. It's used to standardize language to evaluate the disability in accordance with VA's rating criteria and result in a faster review of the condition. It addresses the veteran's level of social and occupational impairment in accordance with VA's rating criteria. It will go over how the impairment ranges from no diagnosis to total occupational and social impairment with various levels in between. We often recommend that the veteran is honest and upfront with the examiner about how the depression affects their everyday life, so that therefore when you're going through the current symptoms, you're making sure that you're covering everything in full detail with the examiner.
Yeah, and beyond the severity, it's also important to know how the VA examiner is going to diagnose your psychiatric condition. So generally, VA examiners are going to use criteria from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, or the DSM-5, to evaluate whether there is a valid diagnosis of depression. So to do that, they're going to review the DSM-5 criteria for major depressive disorder, which is the most common type of depressive disorder, which involves the following criteria. So first, you have to have five or more of the following symptoms that have to be present during the same 2 week period and represent a change from your previous functioning. At least one of those symptoms has to be either depressed mood or loss of interest or pleasure. Some other symptoms include a depressed mood most of the day, nearly every day, significant weight loss, psychomotor agitation, feelings of loss or of energy nearly every day, feelings of worthlessness or excessiveness nearly every day, diminished ability to think or concentrate nearly every day, or recurrent thoughts of death, recurrent suicidal ideation without a specific plan, or a suicide attempt or a specific plan for committing suicide. So these symptoms have to cause clinically significant distress or impairment in social, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. And the depression cannot be attributable to the physiological effects of a substance or to another medical condition. So, if a veteran meets all of the criteria from the DSM-5 necessary to confirm a diagnosis of depression, then that's when the VA examiner will go to the symptom section of the DBQ that Michelle went over to then determine the appropriate disability rating. So, first they have to establish that your diagnosis meets the requirements.
After the CMP exam is complete, VA adjudicators will review the results of the exam alongside the other evidence in the veteran's claims file. VA rates depression under 38 CFR 4.130, which is titled the General Rating Formula for Mental Disorders. The ratings for mental disorders range from 0% to 100% based on the level of social and occupational impairment and based on the frequency, duration, and severity of the symptoms of your psychiatric condition.
So let's talk about tips for attending your VA examination for depression. First and foremost, we're always going to recommend you attend your examination. Failing to attend the examination can result in a denial, and a veteran would need to show good cause for missing the examination in order to have the examination rescheduled. But oftentimes, the denial will come sooner than you can submit your good cause for missing the examination. So we do recommend, if it can be avoided, please attend your examination. Again, I'm going to stress this again, be honest and upfront. A lot of times people will hide their symptoms and maybe not want to discuss their symptoms in full detail. But if you fail to do so, you're risking the ability of not getting the proper rating. And just be careful about what you're saying to, you know, the examiner when you're talking, and make sure you're talking about how it affects you, not even just on a daily basis, but also talking about your worst days, because sometimes you have good days and some days you have bad days. So it's always good to make sure that you're showing the full scope of your disability. It's also good to know that you can bring somebody with you to the examination if you feel as though they can offer additional information, or you feel comfortable with them there and not comfortable attending alone. However, you should always discuss ahead of time with the person you're bringing what you believe will be discussed, and make sure that you're on the same page. You do want to make sure that, you know, a lot of times people don't discuss their symptoms with everyone. It's very known in the mental health community that this does happen. So you'd want to be making sure that, you know, symptoms that you are experiencing, you're not talking about to the examiner, where you're bringing someone that isn't aware that those symptoms are happening and can maybe discredit you during the examination. So that's why we just say it's always good to be upfront and honest with the person and have a discussion ahead of time before attending the examination, just so that there are nothing comes up that could present an issue during the examination. It's very important to know that examiners are likely to observe you from the very beginning. This actually means from the moment sometimes you arrive in the parking lot. Well, for mental health examinations, this isn't as relevant, but it's always good to know that they'll usually are observing your interactions with other patients and staff. So just be aware of that from the moment you attend your exam, from the moment you arrive. It's always recommended to obtain a copy of your examination. Veterans can and should obtain a copy of their VA examination by requesting it from their local regional office. It's important to note that VA will not automatically provide a copy, and this can be very important. Sometimes there could be misconceptions or confusions about something you said to the examiner. It's also a good way to see if there are things in your examination maybe you don't agree with, so that you have the ability to respond. And this comes to my last tip. You have the right to challenge an unfavorable exam. So make sure that, you know, you are reading the examination, you can submit something in writing for the most part, and you can learn more about challenging an unfavorable VA examination by checking out one of our videos on the topic that will be linked below.
That concludes our information for today. Thank you for tuning in. For more information on CMP exams and disability ratings for depression, you can check out our blog posts linked below. And be sure to like the video and subscribe for more veteran-related content.